in the world. Would y'all do me a favor and stand on your feet and give them honor this morning? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for two wonderful leaders, four leaders, and other pastors. So just want to bless them. And I just want you to know I only dress like this for Dr. Caroline Campbell. Every time she's on me about dress, so I told Crystal, I said, I'm not going in my normal attire. I've got to dress down for Pastor Caroline. She gets on me if I dress too nice. So I got in my cool clothes. No, I'm just kidding. So I got in my casual clothes. I want to be comfortable this morning, and I'm excited about what God is doing in the earth. Amen. And let's go to Genesis 26, and I'm going to read, and then I'm going to have you put your finger there, and we're going to jump over to another passage of Scripture. I want to start out in Genesis 26, and I don't have anything but a word for you today. Man, I had been preparing all week this message. I was going to come in and preach, and I was all gung-ho about it, and then I woke up this morning, and God dropped something in my heart instead. So I'm just going to roll with it. If you don't know who Steve Winwood is, he wrote a song called Just Roll With It, Baby, years ago. So I've just learned to just roll with it. You know what I mean? Just roll with it, baby. You know what I'm talking about? You just got to roll with it sometimes, right? Amen. So stretch your hands up in the glory realm this morning. Father, we want to thank you for your presence. We want to thank you for the wonderful worship that we've had. And Father, I thank you that your word now, God, settles things. God, as we minister your word, I pray that you open up our hearts, not only open up our hearts, but our ears and our eyes, that we may apply what you speak to us in Jesus' name. And the church said amen and amen. Genesis chapter 26, let's read it. I'm going to read 1 through 5, and then we're going to jump to 12 and 13, and then we're going to go to Psalms 112, all right? So I'm going to read it. Here it goes. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine. How many know it's bad when you got one famine, but you got two famines? It's bad when you got a famine and then another famine on top of a famine. Sounds like America right about now, doesn't it? Right? Just famine everywhere, all right? So watch this now. And it was the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land. I will be with you. I will bless you. For to you and to your seed I will give these countries, and I will perform an oath which I swore unto your father, Abraham your father. And I will make your seed multiply as the stars of the heaven, and I will give to your seed all of these countries, and your seed and all of the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Now, jump to Psalms 112 and leave your finger in Genesis 26, because we're going to go back there. Psalms 112, and I'm going to read about four verses out of that. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Praise you, the Lord. Anybody feel like praising God today? I feel like praising God today. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Now, that's not fear like you and I would think. That's reverence and respect, okay? Then it says, he delights greatly in his commandments. I mean, you got to be obedient for the word to work. I'm not going to get any help right there. I'm going to keep going. I'll dance on that in a minute. You ready for this? His seed shall be mighty on the earth. And then he says, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. How many know you got to walk right to be blessed? You got to live right to be blessed. Come on, holiness needs to come back to the 21st century. Amen. Now watch this. I'm not going old school on you. I just needed to put that in there right there, all right? And then it says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Well, there just goes the poverty mentality out the window. Are you ready? And his righteousness endures forever. Now here's the best part. To the upright there arises light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. I want to share with you a word like this, and it's going to be simple. Now, I do not have Dr. Campbell's elegance. I do not have his Jamaican swag, all right? I do not have 7 doctorates and 33 PhDs, but what I do have is a word from God, and it's simple like this. Blessed in the time of famine. blessed in the time of famine. All right, now I want you to notice, you got to see the setting here. Abraham has passed, and now another generation is coming behind Abraham. And it is his son Isaac. And Isaac is in a place, he's been in the place his whole life where Abraham has raised him to be. And all of a sudden, some famine things begin to hit his land. Some things begin to take control of his property. Some things are happening that are not under his control anymore. All of a sudden, you see crazy things beginning to rise. And everybody around him, including him, starts getting nervous. Whenever the enemy attacks, it brings what I call an edge of nervousness. Not a fear, but an awareness of what the enemy doing. One of the worst things I think the 21st century church has done is forgotten about warfare. We've forgotten about warfare. Right now, America and the world is under the greatest season of warfare in history. If you don't think that is so, just look around the news for about 5 minutes and we're under warfare. When you can kill a baby in the womb at 9 months full term, warfare is at its peak. Come on, somebody. When you can send witches to a rally to try to create trouble, come on, there's warfare all around. When you tell our children, come on, now I'm don't get mad at me here. I'm just being real this morning. When you tell our children that it is not no longer Adam and Eve, but it's Adam and Adam and Eve and Eve, come on, how many know warfare is at the greatest pinnacle of our generation? Right now we are in the greatest season. And there is a, listen, but I believe there is a people that God is rising up in the middle of this famine. There's a righteous seed of Abraham that God is right. Come on, how many know the righteous seed is under attack? But when God blesses you, every devil is going to run the other direction. When God blesses you, come on, somebody, there is an anointing coming back to the church, and not just the pulpit, but the church. And you will cast out devils. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will speak to blind eyes and they will open. You will lay hands on deaf ears and they will unstop. Not just pulpit ministry, but the body of Christ. And even in the middle of the famine, God is getting ready to bless you. I said, even in the middle of the famine, God is getting ready to bless you. So I want to show you some things that he begins to tell Isaac. Here's the first one. He said, I want you to understand above anything else, I will be with you. Now listen, this is my favorite part. Listen, I got to thinking about that, and I got to reading that, and the Lord said, son, do you know what that means? I said, no, sir. He said, let me tell you what that means. He said, my divine presence is about to show up for my people. Oh, come on, sir. Oh, come on. I said, my divine presence is about to show up. Can I tell you what I think that means? When Jesus walks in, cancer walks out. When Jesus walks in, diabetes walks out. When Jesus walks in, fear walks out. When Jesus walks in, faith walks in. Come on, somebody. You ought to stand on your feet right now and give God a praise and let the devil know God's about to show up for me. God's about to get right here in the middle of my situation. He's about to turn this thing around. God's about to turn this thing around. Oh, come on. You ought to just tell the devil, you should have left my kids alone when you had the chance. You should have left my church alone when you had the chance. You should have left my body alone when you had the chance. Because when God walks in, everything else that shouldn't be there walks out. Everything else leaves. Every demonic spirit breaks its hold in Jesus' name. Some of you are about to enter the greatest season of your life. Oh, man. And when you look around, it looks crazy. It looks like everything is going down. But let me tell you something. When God's divine presence shows up, I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the doctors are. I don't care what reports you get. It's still not God's report. And God has the final word. He has the final say. So he said, Isaac, don't get nervous about what you see around you. Because when I bless you, nobody can stop my blessing. When I bless you. Oh, y'all feel this this morning? How y'all feel this this morning? I feel it this morning. I feel like it's like just electricity. Wow, you know what I'm talking about? Huh? God's divine presence. Huh? You can't get better than God himself. Come on, sometimes I need his disciples. Sometimes I need the prophets. Sometimes I need the apostles. But when I get him, it's better than any apostle. It's better than any prophet. It's better than any pastor. It's better, come on. He's better, come on somebody. He's the best thing since cotton candy. He loves me. He saved me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Do we got anybody that's ready for God's divine presence? Oh man, I'm telling you, God's divine presence is about to show up for the church one more time. Now notice this. Here's the second thing that God tells Isaac. He said, I'm going to bless you. First he said, I'll be with you. The second thing he says, I'm getting ready to bless you. Now listen to me, church. I want to encourage you about something. Have you ever noticed church people are the only people in the entire world that will argue with God about blessings? Church people is crazy. We're the only people in the world that'll say, God says, I want to bless you. Your righteous seed will be blessed forever. Wealth and riches will be in your house. I mean, man, listen, if you're going to argue with God about any part of the Bible, let's not argue with God about the blessing part. Let's argue with God about the hell part. Let's don't argue with God about the blessing part. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Some of y'all are, it's like God's twisting you. I'm going to bless you. No, God, please, not me. God, don't bless me. I want to be poor. I want to be broke. I want to be sick. I want to be this guy. The more poverty I have, the more weaker I am. And the more weaker I am, the more goodness. And listen, I'm telling you, God did not save you from sickness, death, and disease, and poverty so you could walk around with your head hanging low. Church, do me a favor. Put your shoulders back. Raise up your chin and declare to hell, do you know who my daddy is? He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And when God blesses me, let me tell you what I mean. That means everything you touch is going to be blessed. Everywhere you walk is going to be blessed. When you walk into Walmart, you change the atmosphere. When you walk into the doctor's office, you change the atmosphere. When you walk into your school, you change the atmosphere. When you walk with your children anywhere, you change the atmosphere. Before you even get there, blessing has already arrived. Oh, I don't want to be blessed. Do me a favor. Give me yours. I'll take double. Just give me yours. I'll take double. Just go ahead and give me your finances. Listen. I mean, Christians, I'm telling y'all, some of y'all make the craziest statements. See, I think most Christians don't tell lies. They just sing them. Y'all remember that old song back in the day? All I want is a cottage in a valley below. No, you a liar. You a liar. All I want's that cottage in a valley below. That's crazy. And listen, if all you want is a cottage, don't go to work tomorrow. Hello, somebody. Don't go to work tomorrow. Just stay home. Let them take your house. Let them take your car. We'll build you a shack on the backside of my property and you can have some fun. All I want is a cottage in a valley below. What garbage is that? Huh? Come on, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Everything my hand touches, God said he would cause it to prosper. Even my children's children will be blessed. Everywhere I go, blessing follows me. Everywhere I walk, blessings follow. Is anybody excited about blessing? Is anybody saying, can anybody in this house do me a favor and say, God, just bless me right now. Give God a praise and thank him that he's going to bless you. Give him a praise and honor him that he's about to bless you and your children's children. I'm excited about the blessings of God. When I'm blessed, sickness leaves. When I'm blessed, come on, everything around me seems to be blessed. And I'm telling you right now, has anybody ever in the world, well, we know how much the Campbells love their children, right? I guarantee you, can you just imagine Elliot catching the house on fire? You know, just imagine that. And somehow I have a feeling that as much love as Carolina has, she'd walk up and say, it's okay, baby. Just, it's okay, baby. Why? Because that's her son. No parent in their right mind just wants to give their kids cancer to teach them a lesson. I'll tell you what, this time, just smack the fire out of him, and this time, make it count. Let's just give him diabetes with cancer. Boy, that sounds good, don't it? Now, come on, how many know God's not like that? God is a healer. God is a blesser. God is a restorer. God is a kind God. He's a good, good father. I said, he's a good, good father. Would somebody give your God a praise for being a good, good father? He's a good, good father. Now, watch this. I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture, he said seed three different times. He said seed three different times. He said, your seed will be blessed. I'll cause your seed to multiply. And then I'll cause your seed to even as the stars of the heaven to be three times. I believe he was talking about two types of seed there. Here's the first seed. He was talking about your children, the first seed. Let me tell you something. Let them run right now because their time is short. God's going to find them. Why? Because Psalms 102 and verse 18 gives me a promise. It says, for this shall be written, for a generation that is yet to be created may praise the Lord. You know what that means? Every time you praise God, you're sealing the fate for your children and their children. And see, some of you think you're just serving God for you, that you're just existing right here on the earth because of you. But I am telling you, every time you honor God, God is going to find the next generation after that and the next generation after that. Because you are in covenant with him. Abraham caused Isaac to be blessed. Y'all are not hearing what I'm saying. You ought to let the devil know, you may have my kids right now, but there will be a moment that God will bless them. There will be a moment God will find them. There will be a moment they will come home in Jesus' name. My seed will be blessed. Man, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Every devil, give up your children in Jesus' name. Every spirit, release your children back to God in Jesus' name. I want to declare to you right now, they don't stand a chance. They can run for a little while, but they will give up. The Holy Ghost will find them. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing me? I said, he will find them. He will pick them out. He will. Listen, can you just, can anybody, y'all like prophecy? Y'all like, I love prophecy. Can you just prophesy right now? Come on, your sons and daughters are going to be walking down the aisle of Walmart. And while they're over there by the oranges, the Holy Ghost is going to fall. And when the Holy Ghost is going to fall, they're going to start running and saying, I got to call mama. I got to get home. I got to call daddy. I got to get home. Come on, somebody's seed is about to be blessed. He gives him a promise. He gives him a promise because your daddy obeyed me. He said, I'm going to cause you and I'm going to cause all of your generations to be blessed because one person remained in covenant with me. Can I tell you that your covenant with God matters? This morning, your covenant with God matters. That's why you can praise God in freedom right now. Let them run amok. Let them act like heathens. And every time you see them or every time you think about them, say, it's all right, baby. Go ahead and have your fun because the time clock is clicking down and God's going to find you. Sick them, Holy Ghost. Sick them, Holy Ghost. Find out where they're sleeping. Go sick them, Holy Ghost. Does anybody feel like having the Holy Ghost? Find out where your children are. You know, some of y'all just haven't gotten creative enough with your prayers. I'm crazy with my prayers. I will do drive-by communions. Huh? I'm crazy with my prayers. What you mean? Listen, how come the world can be radical, but a Christian gets radical and now we're labeled a bunch of terrorists? Listen, and I'm not even I do carry a gun, but 9 times out of 10 when I'm doing a drive-by commute, I'm not even carrying a gun. I'm just carrying the blood in my pocket. I said, I'm just carrying the blood in my... See, you need to get you some crackers and get you some grape juice. Find out where your kids are staying. Go over to the house, crumple them crackers on their grass, pour that grape juice out and say, you will be saved in Jesus' name. Got to get creative with your prayers. Has anybody ever read the book of Hebrews? And they preachers quote it wrong all the time. Well, we've got ministering angels, spirits ministering to us. Read it again. It says ministering for us. Huh? I'm in Nigeria, Africa. Right? I'm up there, and I've been gone about like 14 days. I got 7 left. I've been over there, man. It's crazy. Mosquitoes are crazy. Demons are crazy. Met a witch in my dreams while I was there. And while I'm not halfway around the world, I get a phone call from my wife. She says, "Honey, we got trouble." I said, "Uh-oh." She said, "Jeremiah just fell and cut his hand. And they said there's a big red line running up his arm. They think the infection's going to hit the bloodstream any minute. We don't know what we're going to do." She said, "Brooklyn has not ate or drank almost since the whole time you've been gone. I think I'm going to have to take her to the hospital. I think they're going to admit her." And I said, "Baby, you give me just a minute and I'll call you back." I walked up them stairs in my motel room. I locked that door. And I said, "God, you gave me a promise. If I would take care of your house, you would take care of my house." I dispatch angels right now in the name of Jesus. I dispatch angels on my behalf. I can't get home, but God, you can do more in 30 seconds than I could do in a lifetime. And when you know it, I got a call back an hour later. She said, "Everything's turning around. They're going to be all right." I dare somebody to let the devil know this morning, my seed will be blessed. That's a true story. It's not an exaggerated story. That's a true story. Watch what he tells him. Watch what he tells him. The second seed. Your financial seeds. Let me tell you something, church. Your sowing matters. Your sowing. Boy, it got quiet on this one, didn't it? He's talking about money. You're what's wrong with the American culture, church. You've labeled seed just money. How many know a breath mint in close proximity is an awesome seed? How many know dial is an awesome seed? How many know when you take a shower, you bless all of us? Some of y'all's rudeness is a seed. I mean, Christians, mean spirit. I mean, I met Christians that have been saved. They claim they've been saved their whole life. Mean as a bag of old bones. Can't smile at you. Can't shake your hand. Ignore you half the time. And you're going to be in heaven with me? Ha! Reserve your spot next to somebody else. I'm going to hang out with a partier. You know what I'm saying? Mean Christians. You know, walk in trying to be nice. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Do me a favor. Don't forget what people walk through. You don't know what they went through until they walk through these doors. Some people are barely holding it together. Some people are needing a miracle today. There's miracle at stake every single service. And you're going to try to be mean because they don't look like you, dress like you, act like you. They don't walk like you. They don't even praise God like you. But how many know that when God meets them where they are? Come on, how many know what I'm saying? Every seed matters. Give them a smile. Give them a hug. Give them a blessing. Put your hand on them and pray that God move for them. And more importantly, sow into the kingdom of God with your financial seeds. Post cereal makes good raisin bran. I never hear a Christian walk up and write a letter to Post and say, "You know, Post, I would love to buy your cereal, but all you want is my money." Church is the only place we say that ever. I never hear you walk up to your mechanic, "You owe $1,200. You never walk up to him and say, "You know, I'd love to pay that bill today, but you know, sir, all you seem to want is my money." No. That's crazy. It's all out of the pornographer's habit. So out if the drug dealers have it. But if the church needs to get a $12,000 van, now everybody's got an attitude. All they want is my money. You know it's true. You know I'm lighting it up, son. Boom, shakalaka. Church. church people, listen, I want you to get this understanding. And I say this in the best love possible. This is not about you and me. This is about the kingdom of God. Huh? And I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to end it right here with this, and I'm going to move on to the next point because some of you are yawning in the spirit. I'm sitting across from this old man. Can I borrow your glasses? Here, Dean, let me see your glasses. I'm sitting across from this old man. He's got a real deep voice. You know, he's got his glasses down like this. We're having a conversation. He's sitting at the table, and he's really smart financially. So I decide I'm going to ask him a question. You know, I'm like, sir, I've got $500 and I want to invest in the stock market, right? What would be a good thing I invest on? You know, he's got his glasses on. Oh my goodness, he's got his glasses on, right? He's got his glasses on, and he's sitting across the table, and he does this right here. He said, son, he said, I've put $10,000 in the stock market, and I've lost $10,000 when I put it in. He said, but never one time have I ever lost an investment sowing into the kingdom of God. That was your plate. Let me rewind. Son, I've lost $10,000. I've gained $10,000. But I've never lost one investment sowing into the kingdom of God. Let me try it again. I think it needs to be a little better. Son, let me do a T.D. Jakes style. I'm telling you, I've never lost money when I've invested into the kingdom of God. We got to get excited about seed sowing. Huh? Harvesting's a whole lot funner. Huh? But boy, aren't you proud when you turn around and you sow that seed and you got 50 ears of corn off of one little seed. How many know the seed knows what to do? How many know the seed? How many, look, just tell the devil right now, my seed's about to come back because my seed knows what to do. Oh, you ought to give God a 30-second praise and let him know you're winning. Watch this now. I want to give this word to Cross Creek this morning. I want to speak. I heard the Lord speak this to me today. He said, it's time for them to believe me for new territories. I'm going to prophesy that to you this morning. It is time for you to believe God for new territories. Let me break that down for you in Sean Strong English. How about new families? How about new buildings? Come on, wouldn't it be awesome if you had 7 campuses? Oh, yeah. How many know the world needs to hear what Brother Joe's bringing to the table every Sunday morning? Come on, how many know he's got? Come on, he's an apostle. He's an apostle of the word. His teaching is like no other. You need to open up and understand. Listen, let me break it down for you in layman's terms. Not only are you going to believe it for this house, but you're going to believe it for your house. Every place that the sole of your foot treads, God said it's yours. If you need something from God, he's got the ability to give it to you. Some of you are believing God for a new house. Go get it. Some of you are believing God for a brand new car, go get. Oh, Brother Strong, I'm not into things. I'm just saying there's people's faith that needs to rise up and understand God is not limited. He can do things that nobody else can do. If he can't get it to you, he can create it and then get it to you. He is El Shaddai. Come on, somebody. He is God of more than enough. New territories. Come on, and while I'm on it, families that left that should have never left, they're going to return home in Jesus' name. New territories. But come on, Jezebels, they're going to get the right spirit, and they're going to come apologize and say, we shouldn't have left. We shouldn't have tried it. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost break. Come on, chains are breaking off of this house today in Jesus' name. Brand new territories. You got to get your faith high enough. You know one thing that I struggle with small churches. This is what I struggle with. I think you don't mind growing until it affects you personally. And then you get bothered. Well, I might not be as close to Pastor Joe if we get 100 more people. Oh, I'm preaching now. I might not get as close to Sean and Tammy if we get 50 more people. Let me explain something to you. This is not about you. This is about the kingdom of God. And come on, listen, it's time that we enlarge our territories, and it's time we make some room for some drug addicts. It's time we make some room, come on, for some folk that need Jesus. It's time we make some room and let God grow this place to where he wants it to go, and be open to do whatever God wants to do, because this is the time for brand new. Cross Creek, you're coming into new territories. Cross Creek, you're coming into new territories. Cross Creek, you're coming into new territories. Notice what he tells Isaac. He said, listen to me, buddy. Everybody else, I understand that we have to stay relevant. The times are changing. Churches are changing. I don't think after this whole thing is over, I don't think the mega church will be what it used to be. Because there is a hunger for supernatural power. And we have it. We have it. And I am telling you that your prophecy will go deeper. Your words will go deeper. Your depth as a church will go deeper. You will have brand new territories. And this will be a season for Cross Creek to have victory. You will not be broken. You will not be frustrated. You will not be downtrodden. But you will elevate in Jesus' name. This will be the season that God raises you up. And listen, do me a favor, Cross Creek. Stop thinking seasons and start thinking dimensions. Seasons always come. And seasons always go, but you never regress dimensionally. Man, I'm preaching good. New territories. Listen, this dimension that Cross Creek is fixing to enter is a divine dimension. And when divine comes, no delays can stop it. No enemies can stop it. No trouble can come too great for God to stop the progression. Cross Creek is about to elevate to another fresh dimension and territory. Come on, somebody reach up and grab it and say, it's mine. Come on, reach up and grab it and say, it's mine. Come on, it's mine. Families are mine. Come on, this, come on, man, I'm telling you, you don't know what God can do in 24 hours. I was sitting across from a real wise man of God one day. I was really getting to step into the travel. I'm not going to tell you how. If I tell you who it is, his head will just swell. Sitting across from his desk, he looks at me and he says, son, well, he didn't say son, he said, man, listen. He said, it can change just like that. You don't know what God can do just like that. And I want to tell you, God doesn't need 5 years. God doesn't need 10 years. Listen, I'm going to give you one little tidbit, and then I'm going to move to my last and final point, and we're going to go somewhere. Have y'all ever noticed Jesus, his first miracle? He's at this wedding, and his mama's so proud that Jesus is there. Oh, it's Jesus. That's my boy. Jesus. They need a miracle. You know what I'm talking about. Give me some skin, mama. Woo, give me some skin, mama. Jesus, that's my baby. He gets there. We need a miracle. We need one right now. These men have ran out of wine. We don't know what we're going to do. It's not my time just yet, but bring me some pitchers of water. Lays his hands on them. And in a matter of seconds, he's got the best wine in the whole supper. Has anybody ever wondered how long it takes to make a nice bottle of wine? 15 years. Wait, I'm going somewhere. When Jesus touched those little pitchers, the spirit of acceleration hit it. Ooh, man, That'll make a Catholic shout and do three Hail Marys. I'm telling you, can I prophesy to you? God said, I'm going to give Cross Creek a spirit of acceleration. I'm going to touch their church, and when I touch their church, the thing that would take them 5 years is going to happen in 30 days. The thing that take them in 30 days will happen in 30 seconds. What I'm saying, there is a spirit of acceleration that's coming to Cross Creek. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking about, how about them waves come back faster than they ever came? That anointing come back faster than it ever came. Those answered prayers come back faster. The spirit of acceleration. 15 years it takes them to make a bottle of wine, a normal good bottle of wine, and in 30 seconds. And then what did the guy say? This is the best wine we've had all day. You're supposed to put this out in the beginning. How long did it take you to get here? Oh, don't worry. Jesus put his hand on it, and it accelerated into... Just like that. In Amos, in one translation... It says the plowman will overtake the reaper. That's King James. In one translation, it says things will happen so fast your head will swim. By the time you planted and turned back around, your harvest will already be there. Man, this is good stuff. That was my T.D. Jakes Creflo Dollar moment, and y'all missed it. Brother Sean, all your promises are yes and amen. Here's my last point as Brother Sean gets ready to come. I want you to know, now he's not going to play until I tell him, because I want to make this point and I want to make it loud and clear. Something powerfully and significant happens in this transaction between God and Isaac. Do you know what he says? It changed my whole, this passage of scripture changed my view of God. I gave your dad a promise. Some things happened between him and you. But let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my promise. Choir right there. I'm going to keep my promises to your dad and to you. Because you're in covenant with me. Can I give you a word that I heard the Lord speak right now? And this is to Cross Creek. God is not going to break his promises to you. Many of y'all got some promises. You ever just had some promises? Maybe you haven't been where I've been. Maybe you haven't walked through what I've walked through. But I've heard God's promises to me. Look around and it's not anywhere to be seen. And I feel like I'm losing. Could you imagine? Everybody's moving out of Egypt. They're leaving. There's nothing going on. Nothing growing there. There's famine on top of famine. Nothing good can come out of it. But God doesn't give them a feeling. God doesn't give them, he doesn't give them a sight out of heaven. He doesn't show up in a pillar of cloud. He gives them a word. He speaks to them a word. Can I tell you something? You don't need 50 words or a cloud from heaven. You just need a word from God.
Amen.
You just need a word from God. Just a word. That's all I need is a word. He said, listen, don't you get your eyes on what everybody else is doing. Then I want to pop up verse 12 for me. Genesis 26, verse number 12. Watch this right here. But he says these words. Then Isaac obeyed God's instruction and sowed in the time of famine. That's Sean Strong adding that to the King James. And received in the same year a hundredfold. One divine word from God followed with obedience can create a lifetime of blessing.
That's right.
Amen. But one disobedience of God's word followed by disobedience of that instruction can cost your life 10 years.
Yeah.
God doesn't need you to trust your feelings. God doesn't need you to trust your emotions. Man, that's like a roller coaster ride. It'll beat you halfway to death and do five loops and bring you back and then start all over again. But a word from God. As he starts to play this song, Jesus is in the river of Jordan. He goes under the water, comes up out of the water. The Holy Ghost falls on him like a dove. He walks out and God gives him a word. You are my son in whom I'm well pleased. But you forget to read chapter 4. And guess what it says? Satan comes to him in the wilderness and he says these words. You know what he does? He challenges the word Jesus just got. If you're really the Son of God, take these stones and turn them into bread. Now, you know right now, Jesus is on an emotional roller coaster ride. He just gets baptized. The Spirit drives him to the wilderness. And now depression shows up. The oppressor shows up. And Jesus doesn't rely on his emotions. He relies on the promise of the word he got from God. And he says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that comes out of the mouth of my Father. All your promises are yes and amen. Woo! All your promises are yes and amen. It don't matter what I feel like. All your promises are yes and amen. It don't matter what the doctor says. All your promises are yes and amen. It don't matter what my mama said. All your promises are yes and amen. It don't even matter what the devil does. All your promises are yes and amen. It don't matter what I feel like. Yes and amen. I don't care what my finances look like. All your promises are yes and amen. I don't care what I feel. He's gonna keep his word because
all your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen.
Oh yes you do. Here's what I want you to do. How many of you just can stand some of God's promises to come in your life right now? I know that we're still practicing social distancing, but if you feel like coming up this morning and you want God to overflow in your life with promises, I want you to just get up out of your seat and come join me down here. Come on, just get up out of your seat. I'm going to give you plenty of room. Make sure you give people 6 feet if you want to or whatever. I'm COVID by the blood but I just want to tell you that, come on, scoot in so we got plenty of room. I don't want anybody feeling like they can't be social distanced. Look at me, sir. I don't know your name. I've never seen you before in my life that I can remember. If I have, you have to forgive me. I'm in some new church every week. But I want to tell you that God is about to erupt in your life with favor and promises. God is about to erupt in your life with favor and promises. And the enemy many times tell you it's not going to work. It's not. You're not good enough. You're not measured up to anything. You're not where you're supposed to be. But God said, I'm putting my favor on you today. I'm putting my favor on you today. And you will know from this day forward that all of your promises are yes and amen. That all of, come on, lift up your hands, buddy. Come on, yes and amen. God's about to erupt in your life with favor. All your promises are yes and amen. Come on, all your promises.
All your promises.
Come on, I want to hear you shout out.
Yes and amen.
Sing all your promises.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on, lift up those hands in the glory realm and sing it.
All your promises are yes and amen.
I sing all your promises.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on, Tammy, take that baby right there. I'm telling you right now, God is opening up the heavens and blessing your life right now. God is opening up the heavens over your life right now. For the enemy would come unto you and tell you, even in the middle of the night at times, in your dreams, in your emotions, that nothing is working. Nothing is working out. But God said, today I'm going to surround you with peace. Today I'm going to send you out of here with angelic activity. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost is about to show up in a major way in your life. And the glory of the Lord is oh, come on, all your promise. All your promises are
Lord,
yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
Come on, all your promises.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Sing all your promises.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on, sing faithful.
All your promises are
yes and amen. Members right now that you're believing God to be saved. How many of you got family members? All right, I know this is gonna be against the law, but I gotta obey the Lord. Everybody take just one little step back. If you got family members, I want you to come that you're believing God. Just step out. Step out. If you got family members, step out right now. Step out. Come on. If you got family members, step out. Now grab the person's hand on the left or put them on their shoulder. Do it that way so we don't break any laws of social distancing. Put your hand on their shoulders. Listen to me. Come on. We got a promise that our seeds will be blessed. Come on, right now we just send the Holy Ghost to find them. Come on, reach your hands this way towards their families right now. We send the Holy Ghost to find them in Jesus' name. Come on, pray with me. Miracles are at stake right now. Come on, reach your hands towards these families right now. Father, we declare families coming home. We declare sons and daughters. We declare prodigals coming home. We declare the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. God going and getting them, speaking to them, find out where they are. Devil, we're taking them back right now. We claim them in the atmosphere right now. All of our promises are yes and amen. Now let's declare that. You are faithful. Call their names out right now. 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 Command them to come home. Command them to be saved. Command them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Command them to come into the subjection of the mind of the will of the power of God. There it is. It's breaking now. It's breaking now. There it is. It's breaking now.
Faithfulness, you are faithful.
Come on, faithful. nothing's too big for God. Nothing's too big for God. The enemy would come to you and tell you that it's too big. He can't do it. It's not going to work out. But the Lord said, nothing's too big for me. Nothing's too big for my hands. Nothing's too great for my spirit to overcome. And the Lord said, I'm surrounded. Oh, there it is right there. Put your hand on your heart this morning and say, thank you, Lord, that you're keeping your promises. Thank you that you're keeping the covenant with me and you. Thank you that it's not going to be broken. Thank you that this is our time. This is Cross Creek's time. This is our family's time. This is our, come on, this is our children's time. This is it. We're here right now. We're here right now, God. We expect, we believe that the promises will be ours. Come on, listen as Brother Sean leads us out. Pastor Joe will be the next voice you hear.
I will raise in your promises.